Welcome to Maseches Shabbos, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 17, Mishnah 6. This Mishnah is going to teach us that if something that is muktzah, prohibited to be moved on Shabbos, is attached to a vessel, to an object that is mutter to move on Shabbos, that is permissible to move on Shabbos, then one may move the entire object. Says the Mishnah an example or two. Even shebakeruya, a stone that is in a dried out gourd. So in those days, they didn't have things like vessels that we have nowadays. So if there was a gourd, they would dry it out and they would use it to draw water from a pit. The problem is that it floats very easily and it doesn't sink into the water, so it's hard to draw water out. So they would put a stone in it to weight it down. So the halacha is like this. So if they're able to fill up the gourd with water and the stone remains affixed, it's attached to it well. So even though a stone is muktzah, by the law is that you may fill it up on Shabbos because we say that the stone loses its identity to the gourd, becomes part of the gourd. Vimlav, but if the stone is not well affixed and it falls out, ain mimalim, but it is prohibited on Shabbos to fill up this gourd with water because it comes out that you're moving the stone and a stone is asr, it's prohibited to move it on Shabbos. And the halacha is, by the way, even if the stone would fall out on Shabbos, you still can't use it because the halacha is that something that's a basis ledavar asr, something that supports, holds a prohibited item on Shabbos, a muktzah item on Shabbos, it itself also becomes muktzah. So you wouldn't be able to use the gourd, period. Another example, the Mishnah says, Zemora, a long vine, a grapevine, so it's a vine, the vine part, shikeshura batafiach, that's attached to a small pitcher, again, used to draw water from a well. Mimalin babi Shabbos, the law is that one may use this on Shabbos. They may use the vine attached kind of like a rope to this pitcher because we say that it becomes part of the pitcher even though the vine essentially is muktzah, but because it's being used as part of a permitted object, the halacha is it's most permissible to use it. Let's see Mishnah Zayin. So just as an introduction to this Mishnah, the halacha is on Shabbos, it is prohibited to make a ohel. An ohel is a tent or an enclosure, and that's biblically prohibited for the prohibition of bona, of building. Now the halacha is that's only an ohel kavua, an affixed or a permanent type of shelter or tent or something like that. However, the halacha is that an ohel arai, a just temporary shelter, so if a person wants to affix, I don't know, a top of a canopy to four poles, something like that, that's prohibited derabbanan rabbinically because you may come to make an ohel kavua a permanent enclosure. Now how about if a person already has a partially opened shelter? So a person has a canopy on four poles and it's 50% open. So the halacha is that that's a machlokas, as we'll see in the Mishnah. Rabbi Lebzer holds that you're not allowed to add on to a temporary shelter, even on Yontif, or certainly not on Shabbos. And the Chachamim say that it is permitted. With that in mind, let's see the case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this, Pekak hachalon, a board that is used to close up a window. In those days, they didn't have regular windows like we have nowadays. And they would just use like a board of wood to close up the window. Rabbi Lezer Amar Bizman Shehi Kashur, if the board is attached to the actual window frame, Vitaloi, additionally it's hanging, Pokekimbo, one may use that window to close up the opening on Shabbos. Vimlav, if it's not affixed to the window, or it's not hanging, it's affixed, but you have to slide it on the ground. Ain't pokekimbo, you may not seal up your window on Shabbos, because it appears like you're adding onto the structure. This is Rabbi Lezer's opinion that you're not even allowed to add onto a temporary structure on Shabbos. The Chachamim omrim, but the Chachamim say, benkach o benkach, regardless whether it's attached or it's not, pokekimbo, you may seal up on Shabbos, because the Chachamim hold that it's permitted to add onto a temporary shelter on Shabbos. Wishing you a wonderful day and a great upcoming week.